AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Melissa is a Category 2 as it moves toward Bermuda this evening. Meantime, as communities across the Northern Caribbean try to recover, Lisa Dwyer reports.
Volunteers at a warehouse in Coconut Creek, Florida, are working to assemble emergency care kits loaded with food, water, and hygiene products for hard-hit Jamaica.
The areas that my family is from were severely damaged.
Susan James Casterly with Food for the Poor.
It's changed the whole landscape.
James Casterly is originally from Jamaica and plans to join relief efforts on the ground there. The storm has left many without homes, power, or communication, and tied records for Atlantic hurricanes making landfall when it hit Jamaica. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel has confirmed two sets of remains it received today are those of hostages from Gaza. That raises to 17 the number of hostage remains returned since the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas began. 11 more are still to be handed over. But it marks progress, and the ceasefire is holding, despite Israeli strikes on Gaza overnight that injured at least 40. The Israeli army says it targeted terrorist infrastructure in Khan Yunis. Meantime, in Jerusalem, tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox men protested plans to draft them into Israel's military. Joe Fetterman reports their current exemption from military service has caused deep divisions in Israeli society.
This situation has caused complications for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli Supreme Court has ordered him to halt this system of exemptions. However, he is dependent on ultra-Orthodox parties to keep his coalition intact. If he moves too forward in ending this system, he risks seeing his government fall apart. That would plunge the country into an early election at a time when the prime minister is lagging in opinion polls.
This is AP News. Aid workers are raising concerns for those missing from a city in Sudan's Darfur region seized by a paramilitary force. Karen Shamas has a report.
People have been arriving at the neighboring town of Tawila after they fled on foot during the attack on El Fasher by the Rapid Support Forces. It's been reported that hundreds have been killed while making their escape. The RSF, as they're known, have been fighting troops allied to Sudan's military since 2023. Mother Aisha Ismail told the AP that shelling was happening all the time in El Fasher. She also said that they were being hit with rifle butts all day long unless they hid. When she finally managed to escape with her family, they were looted and she arrived barefoot after even her shoes were taken. The UN Migration Agency estimates that over 26,000 people managed to flee the city. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.